Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. All art is supposed to be open to interpretation. And the interpretation that's going on around one new painting at the Whitney Biennial in New York has grown especially confrontational this week. The painting is called Open Casket, and it depicts Emmett Till dead in his casket. It follows a famous photograph showing Emmett Till after he was lynched by whites, after a white woman claimed he grabbed her and whistled at her in Mississippi in 1955. Open Casket crossed from thought-provoking to downright controversial because the artist, Dana Schutz, is white. And some, including fellow artists, say her interpretation is exploitation. They say it appropriates the black experience of a horrible crime. A small group have been trying to block the painting from view at the museum, and dozens of artists have signed an open letter to the museum asking that the painting be removed and even destroyed. Baruti Capano is associate professor and department chair in the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State University. He's co-editor of Soul Thieves, The Appropriation and Misrepresentation of African-American Popular Culture. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you've written and edited in Soul Thieves about cultural appropriation of black images and black bodies. How does this painting fit in to that story as you watch these protests?
Well, at least according to some of the artists who have signed on to the letter, they see this painting as part of an historical appropriation of black culture, and part to line the financial pockets of the artist. In another part of their critique, they talk about what they consider the white gaze that remains fixated on the damaged and mutilated black bodies. And finally, I think one of the third major points that the black artists who are protesting make is that media in general continue to propagate images of tormented and distressed black people. So in this particular case, the black body of Emmett Till continues this cycle. And I think that this is the major point of contention for these artists.
The story of Emmett Till, which is a horrific story of a boy who was lynched and murdered because he allegedly spoke to or winked at a white woman in the wrong way. It's a famous American case, became more famous because his own mother demanded that he have an open casket and demanded that the photograph itself be broadcast to the world. I mean, the image of Emmett Till's body is part of what made the case so famous to so many people, and now that image is being appropriated and propagated.
We've had a long line of those images, and I think that I read in the critique from these artists that, first of all, there's the question is who gets to determine that image, who gets to control that image, and at what point is this exploitation? At what point are we showing these bodies of black people, black boys and black men in particular, being mutilated, being destroyed as a form of exploitation, as a form of, in some ways, even reinforcing the image of white dominance by continuing to show white America that we still are in control of black bodies. And I think that is really the essence of the point of the critique. At what point do black people control the stories of black bodies?
Professor, we're talking about the art, and I also want to talk about the protest. Other artists calling for a painting to be removed and artists calling for a painting to be destroyed. I want to be honest with you and say that while I value the protests deeply, the call for a piece of work to be destroyed as part of that protest bothered me deeply.
It bothered me too. And that was literally the first point of contention. And in fact, the letter says that it's not acceptable for a white person to transmute black suffering into profit and pain, and literally calls on the destruction of the painting and a call to not enter it into any other market or museum. I don't believe that's the route that we need to take. I think that we need dialogue. And for a group, however large or however small it may be, to determine by itself what is art, what is acceptable, what images, that's a road. If we're going to go down that road, I think we're going to really, really have problems as a nation. We need to have the conversations. And from what I can see, I'm not sure that the call for the conversations preceded the calls for the destruction of the art.
I want to read you some of Dana Schutz's own words. I know you're familiar with them. The artist says, "I don't know what it's like to be black in America, but I do know what it's like to be a mother. Emmett was Mamie Till's only son. The thought of anything happening to your child is beyond comprehension. Their pain is your pain. My engagement with this image was through empathy with his mother." That's the artist's take.
And at some point, that is the, to me, that's one of the goals of art. Art is supposed to inspire us into conversation. Art is supposed to inspire us, to elevate us to be better people. And in that sense, I think that this particular work is doing some of that.
And the story of lynching of black bodies has really come to the fore. I mean, America is talking about it more than ever before. Not only this painting, but of course we had Ta-Nehisi Coates' book, Between the World and Me, and the new movie that's a hit from Jordan Peele, Get Out, which arrives at similar themes. This is in front of America's face now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't think that only one group gets to tell that story. I think one of the things that we just need to make sure, black folks need to make sure, is that our voices, that we are also a part of telling the story, our own vision of that story.
Let me put you in your imagination in that museum, standing in front of the painting, and maybe do two things. One, digest it a little bit and tell me what your imagination says about that piece of work, and then what you might say to the artists and protesters who are standing next to it.
I can appreciate the artist's attempt to keep this memory alive. I can appreciate the artist's attempt to engage us in dialogue. I'm not sure that she imagined this level of controversy.
No.
And to the protesters, I would say I appreciate their point of view, too, that the images of black people are so precious. And so I absolutely can understand why some of us want to make sure that there is some control of those images. But let's continue the conversation. Let's continue the dialogue. And let's appreciate the importance of artists to take their own unique visions to tell stories that are important to America.
Baruti Kapano is associate professor and department chair in the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State. Professor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you can see that painting for yourself of Emmett Till by Dana Schutz on our website at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.